Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
It's freezing, isn't it?
It's proper cold.
I have got something to warm you up, my friend.
Okay.
One of my favourite songs ever. We have permission to play it. There's a reason to play it. If you've never heard this song before, where have you been? This is Spiz Energy. Where's Captain Kirk? Listening to Dr. Slangerberry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Spiz Energy, Where's Captain Kirk? One of the classic punk songs of all time. What is Spiz Energy's website?
SpizEnergy.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie Bean, and Nell. And that is Spiz Energy, E-N-E-R-G-I. Spiz, S-P-I-Z-Z, E-N-E-R-G-I. Legendary punk band. And we played that because there's about to be a best of released by them to celebrate an anniversary or something, probably 35 years or something crazy. That came through via Cherry Red Records, and thanks very much to Matt for letting us play that. I don't have any more information on that right now, but they are going to try, if they get any promotional copies, and send us one for the competition that's suddenly looking really good for Christmas.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, anyway, so that's a little bit of old school for you. The rest of the show obviously is new, but I just wanted to play that. Such a good song. I've been listening to that song for years and years and years and years and years. Anyway.
I'm not sure I'd heard it. I can't remember.
Well, you have now.
Okay, cool.
I have some additional material for you. If you have a poem for me, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tightening your email, Poetry Corner. That's what, guess who? Joni H. Jizz did this week, Tony.
Okay, excellent.
And here goes. Hey, P&T, in choosing fine tunes, you're well-versed. In my top 10 of downloads, you're first. Punky boys, you are great, but I know you can't wait to get back to needing the knock versed. Nice. Joni H. Jizz, Chief Dibber in the Wiesbaden Lady Garden. I'll do I got a joke into as well, but I'll tell you later on in the show, because I do want to crack on this week, if that's alright.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Next track up, Bank All The Oops, come via Southerly Records. What is The Oops Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheOops?
No, facebook.com/pages/the-oops/142658435744532. And why is that, Tony?
Oh, they haven't set a default URL.
They haven't set a default URL, Tony. When are these bands going to learn?
They never will.
Paulie Bean, Instead One, Tony One. This is Hope You Die Tonight. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Oops. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Excellent.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page. And leave us a comment. One of the easy ways to get in touch, most people seem to be on Facebook these days, leave us a comment. You could send us a private message, but we would prefer a comment because we tend not to read the private messages. So please leave us a comment. I had one this week in regards to last week's show from Steve Mann, who says, "Love the show, first time listener, and that Project 43 made it all worthwhile. Seriously great podcast, and thanks for playing our song from all sides. Thanks again, and crank it." Steve from Project 43.
Thanks very much, Steve. A pleasure to hear from you.
Yes. Thank you very much. That's it for comments.
That's it, is it? Well, maybe you should try a bit harder right now to get other people to write a comment on our Facebook page and tell them why they should.
Yeah, please do. As I say, it's one of the easy ways to get in touch with us. And we get one or two comments a week, so really could do with more comments on that page, and we can maybe start interacting. Maybe you could even post your favourite song from this week's show on there. Do get involved. facebook.com/punkyradio.
It's very easily done. Yeah. I know a lot more people are perhaps using Twitter these days than Facebook. We do have a Twitter account as well, twitter.com/punkyradio. I do only check it once a week though.
Okay.
Yeah. That's about it, really.
Pretty
boring
much.
That bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, try the rest.
You play another song. Should you have a bit of yeah. Let's have a bit of melodic punk rock, shall we? I think I'm right here. I've got this in the right order. We'll talk about this after the track anyway. This is Melodic Infusion and This Silence.
Thank you.
Solo Blowjo.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Melodic Infusion. If I'm not mistaken, our three-piece from Germany that got in touch with me this week. I'm saying that because I'm now not convinced because I've lost me a bit of paper that I had to hand with all the information. Well, a bit of cyber paper, but you know what I mean. Anyway, you can find out more about them by going to their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/melodicinfusion.
It is indeed. It's Tony T. Paul being in the one. Facebook.com/melodicinfusion. Did you do anything last week?
No, as mentioned, we're busy in preparations for our big holiday, so we're sorting, finishing this house enough to get somebody in it for the to look after it while we're away. Because as mentioned off air, we're getting some house sitters to look after the house and the cats. So we're dressing the place up, making it livable, and then organising a holiday. So it's all organisational at the moment.
Right.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
Oh, I had a bit of a mare. I went to a place called Clarberston Road in West Wales on Saturday night. Mm. But on Friday night, my friend Flight Lieutenant Geordie Wood came over to stay because he's doing an MA in terrorism.
Okay. Right.
But he's a flight lieutenant, he lives on an airbase. And every time he tries to Google terrorism, he gets picked up by the military police, right? So he can't do any of his work on the base. So he was asking me if he could go, if there was any sort of internet cafes in town. Well, I don't know, because I do all my internetery at home.
Hmm.
I said, why don't you just come over here? And because I'm away on Saturday, why don't you stay here for the day, do all the work you want here? He went, brilliant. So he came over here Friday night. We don't know how I got there, but anyway, don't matter about that. Next day, I went off to Wales. It's a long way, Tony. It really is a long way.
It is a long way.
Well, it's a long way, Tony. West Wales, my goodness. And I didn't even go the quick way. I went via Newent, which is near Ross-on-Wye, to pick up my friend Anna, who's a stand-up comic, who's her 40th birthday on Friday, and she was mates with one of the other acts on the bill, so she said she'd like to come along. So I went all the way to West Wales, did the gig. It was really good fun, actually. Really, really nice gig. Went back to her house, stayed there, drank some wine. Next afternoon, drove home, drove across country to save petrol. Not like me, but I avoided motorways. It took hours. Got back, went to get in the door and realised it had been double locked. And I only had a key for the top lock and he'd posted the keys to the letterbox. He'd done it with the best intentions to secure my home. Mm. And with the best intentions, I'd lent him a key, but between us, we got me locked out. And there was no way around it. I had to get a locksmith. 102 quid.
Cool.
102 quid. Couldn't believe it. Got back. Anyway, I sent him a text going, if you think I'm paying for you to have a great time at my house, you can think again. So he agreed to pay half. So we've gone half as... excuse me, because we're both as daft as each other. So that's what happened there.
Right, okay. Fair enough.
Right, do you fancy some Spids Nogen hat?
Yeah, go on then.
Of course you do. the Danish band, Spids Nogen hat. Spids Nogen hat, I think it means dodgy mushroom or something like that. Right, it's something like that. Anyway, they're spawned from Baby Woodrow's, and this is a bit of psychedelic rock for you coming up. After this, you're going to have some full-on Sonic Assault with Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. First up, this is a new taster track from a new album that's coming out very soon on Bad Afro Records. What is Spids Nogenhat? Facebook page.
Facebook.com/SpidsNogenhat.
It is indeed, but Nogenhat, they haven't used the Danish letter O. So it's Spids, S-P-I-D-S, Nogenhat, N-O-G-E-N-H-A-T. Fancy a little bit of psychedelic rock to calm you down. This is the way to do it. This is Spids Nogenhat, and this is, I don't know how to say it, Mere Lease.
Spids Nogenhat, come on the floor. We'll be right back.
Listen to Barnabas underneath us right now. Thanks, dude. Such a great job. The Benz is big, Tony.
Okay.
That was Revenge of the Psychotronic Man and Captain Gin versus the Victory Gin, and it's taken from that album that I have in front of me, which is called Shattered Dreams Parkway. And hello to everyone at TNS Records who sent that through, and hello to the band as well. You top lads. What is Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's website?
RevengeoftheSychotronicMan.co.uk?
It is. Oh, no, it's not. It's .com.
Oh, right, okay.
RevengeofTheSychotronicMan.com. Ha, ha, ha. Poorly been Internet 3, Tony 2. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh, no, because you got Spitznogan out right, didn't you? Did you get Melodic Confusion right as well? Yeah.
Oh, hang on, yeah. So what is it? 3...
It's 3-2 to 3-2. You, my friend. Oh. I take it back. I stand corrected.
Excellent.
You got any gigs for us?
I do.
Oh, so do we need to say any more about that? We don't, other than they're a great band, you should buy their album.
No, that's fine, isn't it?
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got any gigs for us?
Yes.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. Still where it was last week. As I mentioned, if you do have any gigs, do email me. It doesn't have to be 12 Bar every week, so do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. But 12 Bar this weekend, Friday to Sunday. That's what she said. On and Rob Madeley.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant that it was Friday to Sunday.
No, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday gigs rather than Thursday to
Friday
Saturday.
To Sunday. That's what she said.
Yeah. So this Friday, that's what she said. Rob Madeley, Catalina Kicks, and Viva Las Vegas. It's a Rock the Boat fundraiser for Team Bootylicious.
Fabulous.
Yeah. How much do you think Friday evening?
£6.
It is. Saturday night, the Bleach Boys, the Electric Eyes, Dead Wardians, the Slurps, and First Wave. It's London Calling night.
Yeah, it's going to be punk.
It'll be well punk.
It'll be well punk.
How much do you think it would be?
£6.
It is.
And go down there, and when you go down there and the Bleach Boys come on stage, shout out for Sooty and Sweep and see if you get hit. Because they refuse to play it. You could also ask for some of the classics, Tony, such as
Lesbian Sex Commando.
Lesbian Sex Commando.
Do they still play that?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, and they do one we played the other week as well, Weirdo, as well. So it's great songs. It's some really great songs.
It's a great song. And finally, Sunday night, Eric Blakely is playing. I have no more information than that. Sunday evening, how much do you think that is?
Fiver.
£6.
Oh, Eric Blakely, who do you think you are?
Exactly, I know.
He thinks he's Eric Blakely, clearly.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right, so that concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide
12 Bar. Do you want a bit of heavy rock?
Go on, then.
Excellent idea. band called Palooka, who are from the US, and I found them earlier on this afternoon, in fact. Came through via a website called Music Submit, and we got in touch with them briefly, and they're very excited about being played on the show, and we're going to do that for them right now. We like to have a bit of heavy rock on the show every now and again, well, most weeks, in fact, so let's see how this goes down. What is Palooka's website?
Palooka.com?
No, PalookaRocks.com. A bit like Alcohol Rocks, Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
PalookaRocks.com, Paulie Vincent 3, Tony 3, this is She's Speed. You're listening to Planet Smashes Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
No. Nothing this week. Same again with major reorganisation. And hopefully soon we'll be able to kind of tell you roughly an itinerary of what we're doing when we go away, but I guess we'll have to wait a couple of weeks while we figure it out. But that's what we're doing.
I think the world's entertainment industry would shut down if you stopped this craziness.
I know.
I'm busy.
What are you doing?
I thought we'd go to Scandinavia again.
Ah.
So I'm at the Copenhagen Comedy Club at Bar 7 on Studiestrada in Copenhagen on Wednesday night. Thursday night I am at the Gothenburg Comedy Club at Valand on Vasagatan, or Vasagatan. I don't even know how you say that. I've never learned how to say that word. And on Friday and Saturday, I'm at the Oslo Comedy Club downstairs at the Dirty Cow, which is on the corner of Nedreslottsgata and Tollbugata. Yeah, and I'm on with Will Hodgson and Sean McLaughlin. They're going to be really, really good shows. You can find out more at lastminutecomedy.com, which is regularly updated by the brilliant Mr. Tony Hunt.
Hi.
That's it. So I'm bound to get up to nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
I tend to have stories about it, don't I? When I come back, rather than. I haven't got a lot to say about it right now, other than I'm going to be in the whole of Scandinavia in 3 days.
You're doing this the other way around then now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I've started going uphill rather than downhill.
Excellent.
Well, I'll say that, my career hasn't. I wish I was joking about that. So yeah, so that's that this week. All right, next song, how about that?
Okay, yeah.
I know I'm racing through a bit, but I'm if I'm being a bit selfish this week, it's because England are playing Poland tonight. If you're listening to this, they've already played them, and it's a big game, and if we win it, we go to the World Cup, and if we don't, we're in the playoffs. I don't really want that. I'd rather we just went straight there, so I'm very keen to get in the mood for it. So okay. I am rocking through the show a bit this week, because I'm one of these people who likes music and sport, Tone.
That's fine.
You know?
Yeah.
Can't help yourself.
No.
So I thought instead we'd listen to a track by Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo.
Okay.
So good they named them thrice. Don't know much about these either. They came through this afternoon from the same source. Oh, did they? No, I'm not sure. No, they just came through via email. And thank you for getting in touch, Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo. I'm sorry that I haven't had more time to do more research about you. I'll ask you what the website is after we've heard this. This is The Breakup Song. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I see that in the 63rd minute of England under-21s against Lithuania under-21s, England are winning 3-0.
Excellent.
It's a night for goals. Anyway, what do you think Buffalo's Facebook page is?
Facebook.com/Buffalo.
Facebook.com/ Buffalo Make Music. Yeah. I think there's been a bit of a turnaround here, hasn't there? I think it's now 4-3 to me.
I think it might be.
I think it is. Okay. 4-3 to me with one left. Yeah. As if things couldn't get any worse for you, it's time for Is a Twat.
Oh, dear. Is not a twat.
Oh, dear. What's happened
there? No, twat again. The world must be free of twats. That's all I can surmise. Because, clearly, if people saw them, they would email me. Ergo, there are no twats.
Hmm.
But maybe if someone did actually happen to find a twat, they might want to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Give me the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the twat. I don't know.
Look, I'm still reeling with the fact you managed to get Ergo into a sentence. I can't go, Tony. It came out of nowhere. I'm thinking, Ergo. Which sci-fi dungeon lord is Ergo?
Brilliant.
If you would like to email us with your most interesting use of the word Ergo, do email tony@punkyradio.com, type your email, Ergo, I'm doing this.
I'm just glad I used it right.
You utterly correctly, my
excellent
friend. Absolutely marvellous. Well done. Gee, I'm still, as I say, reeling. That was brilliant. I'm a bit lost for words. I think you'd better quickly talk about the show, the internet station that carry this show, while I work out what I'm doing.
Yeah, sure. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk. Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. We're on the Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com. And finally, the latest one, radioandra.se. We're on 10 p.m. Thursdays, I believe.
Yeah, it's 10 p.m. Central European time, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah.
Radioandra.se.
Yeah, CPT. No, CET, what am I talking about?
CET, yeah.
CET, I think so. But basically, go on there, and I'm sure we'll be listed on there. And hello to everyone at Radio Andra for taking us on that show. The most recent, I mean, it's hi to everybody, obviously. But they're the newest guys. We're about to give them a bit of a tickle.
Exactly. Do get in touch if you're listening to us on Radio Andra.
Yeah, do. Well, somebody last week played them.
They did.
That's the power of punky radio, mate.
We do have that power.
Yeah, well, you call it power. It might be desperation.
Okay.
So, last track this week. And do you know what? I'm going to revisit Île de la Réunion.
Ah, excellent. Okay.
Reunion Island, Île de la Réunion. Try it, Tony.
Île de la Réunion.
Yeah, brilliant. Right. I got some emails about this and messages going, that's the funniest show we've ever heard. When we did the Reunion Island special, I think just our French throughout was tickling several people. So, yeah. And this band, Mothra Slapping Orchestra, have been in touch. Actually, I've heard a few more other bits of info about Île de la Réunion. And okay. I am looking into a trip next year. I'm just whether I can afford it or not, really. This band, kind of psychobilly, kind of not, kind of punk, kind of not, kind of alternative, kind of not, kind of a bit of a mess with a stand-up bass, is what I'm saying. But you know how the first track was called Where's Captain Kirk? I thought we'd finish up the sci-fi this week with a track called Flying Saucers.
Excellent.
Excellent idea. So what I want to know is, what is Mothra Slapping Orchestra's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Mothra Slapping Orchestra.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B Internet 4, and this is a very interesting Flying Saucers.
We'll be right back.
for the fishes. Flying southern on the beach, they're gonna kill all the bitches. Flying southern on the beach, they're coming.
Flying Saucers, Tony. What do you think of that?
Excellent.
Indeed, excellent. Very interesting song. A very interesting band. And we will undoubtedly play more from them in future weeks, as we will other bands from Ile de la Réunion. Thank you very much for listening this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. We would like your iTunes reviews, wouldn't we, Tony?
We would. A few reviews does make a massive difference, so please do leave us a review. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show.
That's very, very nice. Very nicely done, sir. I hope I see some of you in Scandinavia this week. Obviously, the Scandinavians, I'm not expecting people to travel. Tony, you crazy guy, you just try and get some sleep, you madman.
I was.
That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog, a-poog.